With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The countdown is on. Correspondent Robert Yoon reports that with some states getting an early start, voting for the U.S. president starts September 6th.
The process of voting kicks off in North Carolina. They have an absentee voting program where anyone can vote by absentee. Delaware also has an early date. They have a more limited absentee ballot process, but people there will be starting to vote well before Election Day also.
Correspondent Robert Yoon. Also at SRNews.com, while the Federal Reserve welcomes a soft landing, many Americans don't feel like cheering.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell pointed toward a rate cut this month during a high-profile speech a couple of weeks ago.
The time has come for policy to adjust. The direction of travel is clear, and the timing and pace of rate cuts will depend on incoming data, the evolving outlook, in the balance of risks.
While inflation is coming down, a majority of Americans in some surveys still complain about elevated prices. Given that the cost of such necessities as food, gas, and housing remain far above where they were before the pandemic in 2020. The Fed's next meeting takes place in a couple of weeks. I'm Shelley Adler.
Two ballistic missiles blasting a military academy and nearby hospital in Ukraine, killing more than 50 people, wounding more than 200 others. It was one of the deadliest Russian strikes since the war began. Salvagers have abandoned an effort to tow away a burning oil tanker in the Red Sea that was targeted by Yemen's Houthi rebels. That ship is now threatening to spill 1 million barrels of oil. On Wall Street, stocks have been trading lower. The Dow is now down 751 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham preparing for another trip.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach at a gospel festival in Italy on September 14th. The Piazza del Plebiscito in Naples will be the venue for the event, and Graham will be joined by local church leaders and Christian music stars. Graham does some globetrotting every year, and 2024 has been no exception. He's already staged gospel festivals in Mexico, Poland, and the United Kingdom this year. He will be in Vietnam in December. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sweetbriar College in Virginia has instituted an admissions policy that bars males from the women-only school. The decision makes the private liberal arts school an outlier among the nation's diminishing number of women's colleges. Sweetbriar officials say their decision stems from the will of its founder, who died in 1900. And that requires it to be a place for girls and young women and must be interpreted as it was understood back then. This is SRN News. A long-delayed trial begins this week for a man who killed 10 people in a supermarket in Boulder, Colorado.
No one disputes that Ahmad Al-Aliwi Alisa opened fire at a King Super supermarket in Boulder, Colorado in 2021. He's pleading not guilty by reason of insanity to 10 counts of first-degree murder, 15 counts of attempted murder, and other offenses. Survivor Emily Giffen recalled that fateful day.
He went hunting in a barrel full of fish. Like, nobody was prepared.
Prosecutors will argue Alisa had been planning the shooting, researching things like what kinds of bullets are the most deadly and information about the Christchurch attacks in New Zealand. The defense plans to focus on his mental state. I'm Jennifer King.
A man who allegedly shot at police officers in North Dakota was killed when officers returned fire. The man fled when a trooper tried to pull him over in Bismarck, prompting a car chase which ended on Interstate 94 near New Salem. No name has been released. More details at SRNnews.com.